Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. KOBG Music Group presents King Oasis. The spirit gives life.
The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The flesh promised nothing, but the spirit gives life. Gotta tell you, this life is only found in Christ. We get the bling and shine, but we still all blind. Not realizing it's the inside that should stay on shine. But if it's dark inwardly, what's the purpose for living? Where are we going? What are we doing? Are we even giving? Got people sleeping on the streets, even some children can't eat. Don't forget where he brought you from, cause you could be back there next week. Set your cares on things above, we all need love. Be wise as serpents, but harmless as little white doves. What you gain, you get the world, but you lose your soul. God is the truth, not offering you a fake pot of gold. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit. The spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. Baffles where we live in, president making wrong calls. Is he really? Lord knows, I ain't done man-made laws. Like the title of this song, and the truth of it too. The flesh is death, the spirit gives life. So what you gonna do? Cause I'm gonna go ahead and snap while I'm buzzing this rap. I made the whole world for us, why we treat him like crap. Living our lives to the full, man, that's some bull. How we enjoying life, but when it comes to heaven, ain't no fool. Want the truth, then don't come around me, cause I'm giving it out raw, and it's uncut as you can see, and as long as God got my back, I'm gonna keep it cracking. Don't get mad at me cause it's Satan and sin that I'm attacking. The life is found in the spirit, the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
Look, they poor over there, let's take advantage of them. Give them $1 million deal and they make their music sound like him. And him and her, no creativity in the mix, nowhere, not thinking for ourselves. Man, yeah, I went there. Y'all behind the scenes tripping, can't take hip-hop from us, cause it's still real reppin', leaving your money and deals in the dust. And this one right here, man, he's all about the Christ. So you might see me coming, but you better think twice. Just tell it like it is, you done heard it all before. Jesus coming back on you, don't let him close the door. Jesus is real and he ain't no punk and he ain't soft neither. Take it from this black male that met him and became a believer.
Yes, the life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. The life is found in the spirit gives life. Don't wanna hear it, but Christ, he is the life.
off on the block with the rocks and the glocks. Off in the casket, box on the rocks. But Jesus came and he came, my soul and he came and he broke some chains and the locks and he took me into his wings. Now his praises I will sing. Now I take not to my understanding, but on him I lean on what I mean. Oh, let me fill you in, bro. Didn't know what I was in for, but the Bible was my info. This ain't easy, oh no, no, but that's my fault, cause I said I go. And I ain't gonna meet to the places that we all know Popo don't go. Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away, but I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lies, weed and deceitfulness, fornicating, cursing, bona fide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent, parent, 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 parent. I said he pulled me out of hell. Cussing when I say that deal. I said he pulled me out of hell. Yeah. And you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being
mic check. 1 2 1 2. What's cracking and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm your homie Oasis. And today's topic is an evil generation seeks signs. Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. Yeah, an evil generation seeking signs and wonders, Yeah. But Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. And we're going to seek him. Yeah, we're going to chase him. We're going to go after him. You know what I'm talking about? We're going to do things his way. That's what seek is. Yeah, chasing him, seeking him. They looking for signs and wonders. And that's what got these churches closed. Yeah. Going up there, let me get a sign. Let me get a wonder. From these fake prophets. And them fake pastors. But did you know that we live in an evil generation? Did you know that? Did you know? Let me scratch the record. In case y'all think I'm tripping. Let me scratch the record, please. All right. Now. Is this thing on? All right. Yeah. All right. Now. Did you know that we live in an evil generation? What do I mean by this? The devil is influencing this generation, and they are listening to him and rejecting Jesus like it's the correct thing to do. Yeah. That's what's happening. The devil is influencing this generation by keeping them in their flesh, and their feelings, the emotions, and their logic, and their senses. Yeah. The devil is influencing this generation, and they are listening to him and rejecting Jesus like it's the correct thing to do. Yeah, we live in a backwards world. It's all right, though. We still living upright because God's still on the throne. Hallelujah. So, if you follow Jesus, keep going. Let me get that music back. Yeah, if you following Jesus, yeah, you keep it right on going. Keep it cracking. You know what I'm talking about? Keep going the way you're going. If you following Jesus, keep going. However, if you are listening to Satan, your enemy, and God's enemy, you need to stop that. The devil is also known as, the devil, a.k.a. also known as the already defeated foe, okay? That's how I want you to start looking at the devil from now on. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to know, that the devil is also known as the already defeated foe, already defeated. So you got to look at yourself as already being in victory then. Hallelujah. You got to take God's word, man, over everybody. So, listen, God destroyed Satan. Yeah, God destroyed with an E-D. It is finished with an E-D, remember? God destroyed Satan and took the power of death from him through the death of Jesus Christ. Get it? Yeah, that's how God destroyed Satan. God destroyed Satan and took the power of death, because Satan had the power of death. So he destroyed Satan and took the power of death from him through the death of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We exalt you, Jesus. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Hallelujah all day. Still praising Yahweh. Jesus Christ is the Lord. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for all of your love that brings grace, mercy, truth, discipline, obedience, and whatever else I didn't name. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you for your forgiveness. And Father, we ask you for forgiveness now. For your word says we all sinned and come short or fall short of your glory. So forgive us for our shortcomings, our imperfections, our disobedience, transgressions, iniquities, sins. Forgive us, Father. For you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us. So have your way, Father, as we continue to trust you, as we continue to obey you, as we continue to love you with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength, and as you continue to show us and teach us how to love our neighbor as ourselves. Father, you continue to get your glory from this broadcast. Get your glory from our lives. Touch every heart, every mind, every spirit that's tuned in to hear from you, Father. You said, blessed are those that's hungering and thirsting for your word. We want your truth, Father. Thank you for blessing us. And you say you will fill us. Yeah. As we go, we seek you first, the kingdom of God and your righteousness. You take care of the rest. Thank you for these scriptures. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that takes us into the truth of your scriptures. Have your way in the name of Jesus, I pray, and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, yo. Hallelujah all day. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. Interactive worldwide broadcast, meaning you can interact with us. You don't just have to hear me. You can call in and you can say something if you want to. All right? Or you can come in the chat room and kick it with us like that. We are transparent and authentic over here. We ain't putting on. We ain't in no religion. We're not just straightening up just because we're getting on the broadcast now. We worship God 25/8. We praise God 25/8. Yeah, that's all the time. Mm-hmm. Get 24/7. We on that 25/8. We more than conquer. So we gonna up one on the devil, on the world and on the devil. Mm-hmm. We're up a few. But yeah, man, we're interactive worldwide broadcast over here. We pray. If you got a special prayer request, we got you too. We got you. All right, we pray. We worship. We're about to get into the worship in a few. We praise. Yeah, we're gonna get into that too. We, be on these scriptures, because that's where our faith comes from. Our faith in God comes from these scriptures, and God always gives us enough, more than enough scriptures, so we can have our faith in him. Make sure you are hearing what he's saying and doing it, too. Don't let it go in one ear and out the other. Let it go in your ears and then down to your heart and to your spirit and your soul and everything, all right? Because you can get your problem solved by doing what God says. This is faith and action on display over here. Okay? So, yeah, man. We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for that hip-hop Bible study. Little buddy, we take 3 chapters, get all up into it. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, hip-hop Bible study, little buddy. Saturdays, we go live at 11 a.m. with different topics from the all-knowing one. All right? So appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And it's time for us to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, we worshiping God, man. Get your mind on him. Let your heart start thanking him. Remember what he has done for you. Remember what he's going to do for you. All right? Remember what he is saying to you. So we can get our mind on him. We're going to meditate on him. We're going to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. We're going to thank him for who he is. We're going to show our gratitude and express our love to him. All right? Through this segment right here, worship and praise. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's worship and praise God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. Today's topic is an evil generation. Yeah, put a D in front of evil. A devil generation seeks signs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, seeks signs instead of seeking God. Mm. Jesus Christ is the sign, though, to this generation. You stop rejecting Jesus, you'll see everything that you need to see. You stop rejecting Jesus, humans, you'll see everything God wants you to see. Live by faith and not by sight. Let's worship God, our Father, in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. I overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them more people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and it's keeping me alive. So many disappointments. So much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Your God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, and I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please, I believe, yeah, oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me, yes, he is, oh, I'm just one of them old people.
Star DJs.
Okay, I've always
brand
heard the
new
name, y'all. The old folks tried to warn me. I thought I knew what they were talking about, because I've always heard the story, but never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other day, when something happens in my spirit, every time I say that name, that name is
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Say the name Jesus.
Oh, you are now listening to the Sold Out Mixtape Series.
Sing the blood count like it'll never lose its power.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Every minute, every minute, every hour. But I never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other night, I called the name of Jesus, and afterwards I felt alright. Yeah, it was like a cool breeze blowing on the inside of water, rushing in my body, a fire burning away everything that I don't need and making me right. It was too real to act like it wasn't happening. Happened too fast for me to suppress it. And after that I tried my eyes and I couldn't stop smiling, cause the whole time mother was right. When
one,
I called
one,
you,
one,
yeah,
Jesus,
what's the name?
Jesus,
say the name.
Jesus,
the Holy Lamb.
Jesus,
that was name. And I might fall down, he'll be your friend, he'll be around. Oh, he's something like a strong tower. Yeah, he could take away the pain. And if you want his power, you gotta call his name. And his name is Jesus.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
That name is
Jesus,
Jesus,
said in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th verse, he said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'm here to tell you today that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ.
For God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid of the path he's made, for the courage you need, he'll provide. Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near. But you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near. But you gotta live in faith over fear. Faith over fear. Faith over fear. you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe your breakthrough is near, but you gotta live in faith. Keep on living, live, live, oh, just keep on living, live, live, just keep on living, live, and faith over fear, and it won't make sense, and what you see, know where you're at, not where you shall be.
Ain't gonna make sense to you because you got a sound mind. Yeah, you thinking like, gee, you got the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. You bringing God to the situation. You know what I'm talking about? We ain't just down here, humans and that's it. No, humans and the devil and that's it. No, Jesus is here with us. Hallelujah, God with us. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic: an evil generation seeks signs. Yeah, a devil generation. Put a D in front of evil. A devil generation seeks signs instead of seeking God by faith. But yeah, an evil generation seeks signs. Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. You know what I'm talking about? And that's all you need right there. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a call-in number that only works when we are recording live. And the call-in number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You listen that way if you want to, or you can speak by pressing 1 to speak, all right? We welcome, you know, comments, replies, but we don't take no foolishness from Satan. You know what I'm talking about? This is a godly broadcast, and we glorify him, and we serious with it, all right? Yeah, we beefing worse than Crips and Blood. Yeah. We beefing worse than that, man. Yeah. So, yeah, what'd I say? Oh, calling number, one more time, 563-999. 3702. Only push 1 if you want to speak. Alright, you can also listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You know what I'm talking about? Listen on the go, man. Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Come on in there. You can listen live on Saturdays and Tuesdays, or you can listen from the archives at any time. We appreciate you listening. For sure with it. Alright? Now,
this next segment is not about me taking up or offering or none of this. But it is about you giving and you becoming a cheerful giver. Yeah, because these ain't my words that I'm about to read to you. This is what Jesus said. And then there's another part in the Bible that says God loves cheerful givers. Now, if you want to be stingy and scrooged up and all that stuff like that, that's on you. I don't preach for your money. I preach for God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't preach for free. I preach for God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I preach for God. Now, like I said, this is not about me taking up y'all offering or taking your money. Nah. This is about you giving. Let me just go ahead and read what Jesus said. Jesus said, give and it shall be given unto you. That's what Jesus said. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. You want that, don't you? Press that good measure down so you can get more in there. Shake that together so you get more in there and run it over. So you want that part, but you don't want to do what it takes to get that part, do you? Mm-hmm. It says, give and it shall be given. You can't get the good measure to press down, shaking together, and running over part if you don't give. And if you don't become a cheerful giver, mm-hmm, cheerful giver, stand up because God loves you. Okay, let me say it right. God loves us. Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For the same measure that you use, it shall be measured back to you. Yeah, you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say about that, man. You know what I'm talking about? Also, if you have not signed up for the good newsletters, you can still sign up to receive the good newsletters if you want to. The good newsletters, they come out every 2 months. Every 2 months, the good newsletters come out on the 15th of the month. Okay? So the next one will be out February the 15th. If you want to sign up for the newsletters, holler at us on the email, whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com. Yeah, whenhiphopmeetsthechrist@gmail.com, and you can start receiving those newsletters, and they are free of charge. You know what I'm talking about? Let's show with it. All right, now let's move on. We moving on, man. I'm ready for these scriptures just like y'all is. All right, next segment we go into is the knock 'em down segment. Yeah, this is the knock 'em down segment, though. Yeah, Joshua's wall knocked them issues down. This is the issues of life. Yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. If we give that to God, he'll bring us out victorious. Mm-hmm. Give God your problem. Yeah, give God your circumstances and situations. Make him bigger. That's what magnify him is. We're making God bigger than our problems, bigger than our situations, bigger than our circumstances. We'll view him as bigger because he already is bigger. He's the Lord over everything, including our problems, trials, tribulations, and what have you. All right? So this is also the segment where we give the itching ears a chance to either repent or get your butt up out of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you either repent and listen, receive God today, or you can keep it pushing, cuz. So thin skin and itching ears, the folks that's easily offended, the itching ears, let me see, being nosy, here's your chance to either leave or repent. I'm going to play the theme music a little bit. And guess what? I got an issue today, too. Yeah, where my theme music at, though? What theme? I got an issue today, too. What the theme music? Y'all see my theme music? Like, here you go. Yes, sir.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. We understood, yeah. I used to live, it was safe to send my kids to school. But now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible as unreliable, a vicious rules. They're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's
Yeah, keep your faith in God. That's what we got to do. Keep our faith in God and be patient with him. Because there's scriptures in there that says, here is the faith and the patience of the saints. And that's sure what we need these days, because God is doing something. Yeah. He's up to something, and it's good. It's beneficial to us if we will hear what he's saying and do what he's saying. It's beneficial to us. Yeah, God is always working. He never sleeps. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, for sure. He's working in our lives. He works stuff out for our good. Matter of fact, he already got it worked out. You see what I'm saying? Like, he finished it, then you got to work back to it or what have you. All right, so now this is my issue for today. God versus stress, God versus depression, God versus oppression, God versus no peace. Y'all ready for this? Yeah, God versus no peace, God versus stress, God versus depression. Mm-hmm. Yeah, these things make you lose your hope, but God versus oppression as well. Mm-hmm. God will give you hope. Instead, so y'all know I got scripture, so I'm going to read them, and then I'm going to call them out. I'm going to read them, then I'm going to call them out. You can write them down and go back to them if you want, or you can just listen, all right? So let me just read. God versus no peace. God versus stress and depression and oppression. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And he inclined, he leaned down to me, paid attention to me and heard my cry. Great almighty God that's running this whole world and heaven, paying attention to me because I waited patiently for him, right? I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. The next verse says, he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit. We be trying to bring ourselves up out of that horrible pit. We be trying to get other folks to bring us up out of that horrible pit. But it'd be just like quicksand. Because I heard if you get in the quicksand, the more you move around, the deeper you sink. You got to have God to bring you up out of this horrible pit, this depression, this slump, right? He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet. So not only did he bring me out, he set my feet upon a rock. That's a solid place, right? And established my goings. He set my feet up there, and he established my goings. He the one showing me where to go now, right, and what to do. The next verse says, and he has put a new song. Yeah, somebody say a new song. Yeah, he has put a new song. Yeah, God don't, I mean, he liked the old songs, but give him a new song sometime now, especially when he said, when he put it in there, he has put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. So get a praise song up in there, right? Whether it's a song that's already made or it's a song that you singing unto God, full of praise for what he's done for you. So he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it. Many people shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. When you start praising God, many going to be watching you. Many of them going to see it, and then they're going to fear, and then they're going to start trusting in the Lord. That's why you got to let God do what he do. We got to let God work. You know what I'm talking about? All right? So the next verse I'm reading, it says, withhold not your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Yeah, Lord, don't hold your tender mercies back from me. Let your loving kindness, your loving and kindness together, right? Your love and kindness. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually preserve me. And I like that. Let your loving kindness. Now, see, sometimes you have to tune. Matter of fact, tune everything and everybody out and tune into God, and you talk to God when you're praying. All right? Withhold not your tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let your loving kindness and your truth continually, what? Preserve me. And if you preserve, that means he's keeping you, yeah, keeping you protected for such a time. When I was younger, they used to make this stuff called preserves. It wasn't jelly. It wasn't jam, but it was preserved. It was made out of fruit, and they kind of, you know, put you in the mind of jelly and jam, but they kept it in jars. They kept it in jars, and they kept the jars sealed up, and they called it preserves. So that's what God is doing us. He's keeping us preserved. His truth and his loving kindness continually preserve you, continually making sure that your faith stays in him. Right? The next two verses says, let all those that seek you, chase you, right, go after you, let all those that seek you rejoice. If you're seeking Jesus, if you're following Christ, you don't have any reason to be sad. Yeah, I'm preaching. Yeah, Holy Spirit preaching to me too. You know what I'm talking about? You got no reason to be sad or depressed or hung down, hang your head down. You have no reason to lose hope, right? Let all those that seek you, if you're seeking God, if you're following Jesus, let all those who seek you rejoice, is what it says, and be glad. So there's two things that you need to do. You need to rejoice and be glad in God. Let such as love your salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. So if you love him and you love what he's doing in your life, continue to say, let the Lord be magnified. Magnified, make him bigger. When you look through a magnifying glass, you make what you're looking through, make what you're looking at bigger, right? Yeah. Let God be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified continually. So we're going to rejoice, we're going to be glad, and we're going to continue to magnify him, make him bigger, because he already bigger. We just got to look at him. We got to get that perspective of him being greater than anything and anybody in this world, including our problems, circumstances, situations, and issues of life. The next verse says, but I am poor and needy. I am poor and needy. The world look over me, right? It says, yet the Lord thinks upon me, though. So if you're poor and you're needy, don't worry about the world looking over you. Come to Jesus. Because it says, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord who runs everything thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying. That means make no tarrying. Don't make me keep waiting. Oh, my God. Yeah. Make no tarrying. Yeah, do this in haste. You know, we can't rush God, but this scripture says make no tarrying. Oh, my God. And we know that God's going to do everything right on time. So if you wonder where I was reading from, I was just reading from Psalms chapter 40. Okay? Verses 1 through 5. Psalm chapter 40, I'm sorry. Psalm chapter 40, verses 1 through 5, verse 11, and verse 16 and verse 17. Yeah, God got you. God got this. So we're going to get rid of, he's going to get rid of stress. He's going to get rid of depression. He's going to get rid of oppression. And he's going to give you some peace. You want some perfect peace? Let me read the scripture for you then. Yeah, just reminding us. Holy Spirit reminding us. In case you forgot. You know what I'm talking about? Next scripture I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to read it. Then I'll call it out. Okay? But this is the God versus the issues of life. Any issue you got, any problem you got, any concern you got, bring it to God. Watch him handle it for you. All right? It says, you will keep him and her in perfect peace. Y'all see that? The world going to offer you some peace. It's going to be false. And it sure ain't going to be perfect. But the Bible, God says, he will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our mind on him. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Because why? He trusts in you. That's how you get rid of stress and depression. You got to trust God. He already said, I'm going to keep you in perfect peace if you, but you got to do this. You got to keep your mind on me. Now, everything in this world going to distract you away from keeping your mind on God, right? What's set up to help you keep your mind on God in this world? You can't even call out church no more. So what's set up to keep your mind on God in this world? The news always reporting bad news. The president and the scientists and doctors and all that, they not preaching this good news. They still bringing bad news to you. Yeah, this human's trying to operate on God's earth without God, and that ain't going to work. You're going to make God mad. Yeah, y'all stop thinking that God is soft. This is the Almighty. Yeah, he get mad, too. Matter of fact, he's full of anger. It's like he's full of mercy. Because he got our vengeance and everything in him, too. He said, give vengeance to him. And he going to repay. You know what I'm talking about? So you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, whose mind is continually on you. That's how you live a stress-free life. Yeah, it's challenging, but do what he says. Keep your mind on him, and you won't sink while you're walking on water like Peter was. Oh, I feel like preaching now. Yes, sir. Yeah, you won't sink when you're walking on water like Peter was doing when he was going to Jesus. Oh, my goodness. I feel like preaching that this is the issues of life. Yeah, man, you already walking on water. Come on. Talk, Father. Talk to them. You already walking on water, cuz. Ain't nobody else can walk on water but Jesus and his disciples. Tell them magicians to get out there and walk on water. They ain't did it yet, have they? Mm-hmm. Tell Fauci and Biden to get out there and walk on water. Oh, they too busy with this other stuff. Forget them. They irrelevant now. I ain't studying them. I'm just saying. Yeah. Walking on water, that's miraculous. Jesus was walking on water. We already know he could do everything as God. But then Peter got himself out there and started walking on water too. Now, he had permission from Jesus, but he was walking on water, and then the wind started blowing. That's how Satan be doing. Walking on water, you doing it. You walking in the miraculous, walking with Christ. You getting some supernatural things done. God connecting with your natural. That makes it supernatural. He doing miracles, getting these blessings, and then here come the winds of life. Blowing hard. See, when the wind started blowing, when Peter was walking on the water, he took his mind and his eyes off of Jesus. We got to keep our mind on him, right? He took his mind and his eyes off of Jesus and started focusing on his problem, which was the wind coming against him. And he began to sink. But the scripture that right here that we read now, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed or continuously on you, because he trusts in you. Hallelujah. Then the next verse says, trust you in the Lord forever. Yeah, you trust in the Lord forever. From this moment on, you trust in him. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. In the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Mm-hmm. That was Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and verse 4. Yeah, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3 and verse 4. Now, he ain't going to just stop there. Perfect peace, to us, that's enough, right? That's perfect peace, that's more than enough, but God don't stop there. He said, I'm going to give you this peace that passes all understanding, too, because sometimes we don't be understanding what God is doing. We don't understand what's going on. He don't even let us know. But here go another scripture. Remember, keep your mind on him for perfect peace. And then here go another scripture, too, to go right there. Give you some more strength, some more faith, some more trust in God, and some more peace. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, number one. Rejoice. That means celebrate, throw a party, whatever. Yeah, don't be sad. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Now, if this tells us to do this and it says tells us to do it always, that means it can be done. Yeah, no matter how hard you got to fight, no matter how challenging it is, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Okay? Then it says, and the peace of God, not the peace of man, yeah, not the false peace of this world, but the peace, P-E-A-C-E, of God, which passes all understanding. Yeah, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. I don't even know what's going on, but the peace of God is keeping me. It shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God is going to keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Yeah, the peace of God that passes all understanding. Right? And then it says, finally, brethren, finally believers, finally followers of Christ. We got to focus on these every day. You can't focus on the news every day, you'll be depressed. But focus on these every day, you'll be blessed. Meditate on these. That means constantly think on these. Right here, finally, my brethren, or finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever is true, whatever things are honest, whatever is true, whatever is honest, whatever things are just, that means upright, whatsoever things are pure. So whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, right, whatever things are right, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report now, I mean, you need to turn that bad report off then. If there be any virtue or anything trustworthy, if there be any praise, think on these things. This is what we have to keep our mind on. Keep our mind on things that's true. Keep your mind on things that's honest. Keep your mind on things that are just, you know, fair and upright. Keep your mind on things that's pure. Now, pure, is there anything pure in this world? Nope, except God and his spirit. So you got to keep your mind over here. All right, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, they already putting bad stuff on the news, right? Bad reports, even on the radio. If there be any virtue, anything trustworthy in it, if there be any praise, then you got to think on these things. And the only place you can find the things that's true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, of virtue and praise is in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. It's the only thing pure. Even though you got man talking about man wrote the Bible, and man corrupted, and man did it, and man, y'all always talking about man and the devil, but don't ever talk about Jesus. But the devil is the liar. Yeah, we representing the Messiah up in here. He representing us. And that was Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, verse 7, and verse 8. Verse 8. Philippians 4 and 8 tells us what we need to keep our mind on. We have to focus on these things every day. We have to constantly meditate on what's true and honest and what's just and pure and what's lovely and of good report, virtue, praise. Does that mean you can't never watch the news? You got to know what's going on in the world. Jesus said watch and pray. You know what I'm saying? But don't you be watching without praying, cuz. Yeah, watch and pray. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I am your homie Oasis, and that was God versus the issues of life. Any issue, any problem, any concern, some people stressed out right now. Better come to Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Some people are depressed. They depressed, they oppressed. That means they all their hope is gone. You know what I'm talking about? The system oppressing them, life depressing them. You see what I'm saying? Causing them to stress out. They ain't got no peace. But God, if you give it to God, he'll bring you out victorious. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. When we come back, we getting into today's topic. You know what I'm talking about? That was just our little issue right there. But when we come back, we getting into today's topic. Today's topic is an evil generation seeks signs. An evil generation chasing after signs. Jesus Christ is the sign that God gave to this generation. Since they don't get the signs that they won't get what they're doing. I guess they think technology is the sign or something. I don't know. Anyway, we be right back. And we getting into it. Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am.
Yeah. It's another one. Help me, Father, keep standing.
faith is something serious, keep standing. Cause your faith is not delirious, keep standing. Grounded on the word of God with him on your side. Things can't be that hard, you gotta keep trusting him every single day. Even when things ain't really going your way, he's got it all in control, and you know that. So listen up as I crack, Satan's back on his track. Greater is he that lives in me, not in the self, but it's the Christ, you see. He's the only one that can rebuke the enemy. You gotta have all the power and authority. So keep helping Father, keep standing. Help me 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 Father, keep standing. Knock Satan down when he tries to beat you up. The devil ain't scratching my faith, no, not even a cut. I'm standing real strong on the word of God. Thought you were getting me well today. I'm pulling your card in all things. You gotta give thanks to the Lord. No matter what happens, he keeps our faith on board. Check it out, without faith, you can't even please him. Now faith helps us to experience real freedom. But it's on you to choose the righteous one that makes a duty. Just like without him, if you want to, in the end you lose. That's right, Jesus Christ, he is the only way. Say his name and keep all enemies at bay. Help me Father, keep standing. 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 It's all gravy, push God to the side. Now we go in praise, he shed his grace on us. Because we are the chosen, he chose us for himself to miss. And that's how it goes then, put all that hiding. And for sure we're running, Satan is humble and his authority. And for sure he's cunning, trying to blind us and trick us and badmouth Jesus. But he still works for God and he's the one who sees this. He's falling for anything in the world throughout the land. I'm pissed on a solid rock, so I'm just gonna take my stand. Help me Father, keep standing. 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 Help me Father, keep standing.
Yeah. What y'all thought it was over with? Oh, they thought we was gone, huh? Kings ordained by God. KOBG Music Group. What up, King O? Yeah, this your homie King T, man. Hey, hey, it's the rebirth. We've been rejuvenated, you know what I'm saying? Relocated, yeah. What up, DJ Optimus? We got King B. Hurt off in here. We got Pussy Obey.
Jill, help me, Father, keep standing. That's all you got to do. You got the advantage, man. You got the advantage, woman. You got the advantage, children. You got the advantage, teenage rans. Because you got God on your side. All you got to do is say, help me, Father. Sometimes all you got to do is say, Jesus. And if that ain't enough, keep saying Jesus. Then pull out the big one and say, the blood of Jesus. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into when Hip Hop Meets Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. It's time to get into the scriptures for today. Go to Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Today's topic is an evil generation seeks signs. An evil generation seeks signs. A generation that's influenced by the devil seeks signs.
Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation, though. So, yeah, an evil generation seeks signs instead of seeking God. Yeah, seeking the truth. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is believe the truth. They don't want to believe it. They'd rather believe in what they see. But if you can see it, why do you have to believe in it if you can see it? See what I'm saying? See how that's different? Believe, that's faith. If you can see it, that's carnal. That's physical. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So why would you believe for something that you see? Luke chapter 11. Let's go. Luke chapter 11. Luke chapter 11. Matthew, Mark, Luke. The third book of the New Testament. Luke chapter number 11. And we're going to start at verse 29 and read down to verse 32. Luke chapter 11. And I'm highlighting these verses because we only have a small amount of time. And ain't no telling how much attention you're going to give to these scriptures, but I hope you're giving your all, because we got to love God with everything. It got to be God over everything, God over everybody. We got to love God more than we love ourselves, more than we love our parents, more than we love our children, more than we love our husband or wife. You got to love God more and love him with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, and all of your strength. Luke chapter number 11, verse 29 says, "And when the people were gathered thick together," that means with a lot of them, they come to hear Jesus, boy. "When the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, 'This is an evil generation.'" This is what Jesus said. "When the people were gathered thick together, he began to say, 'This is an evil generation. They seek a sign. And there shall no sign be given it but the sign of Jonas," or Jonah, "the prophet." Jonah got swallowed up by the whale because he didn't want to go do God's will. But he belonged to God, though. So when you belong to God, mm-hmm, you gave your life to him, you living for him, it's best that you obey, because either you're going to do his will or you're going to do his will. You see what I'm saying? Either you're going to do it voluntarily and him working with you, or he's going to have to force you. You see what I'm saying? Swallow you up because you said, "Father, have your way in me," and you meant it. So he's going to do it. Mm-hmm. So this is an evil generation. Luke chapter 11, verse 29. "They seek a sign." They're evil. They seek a sign, "and there shall no sign be given it." Jesus said, you ain't getting no sign but the sign of Jonah, the prophet. Verse 30 says, "For as Jonah was a sign unto the Ninevites, so shall also the Son of Man," being Jesus, "so shall also the Son of Man be to this generation." Jesus is the only sign to this generation. Verse 31, let's keep going, says, "The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them." Who is the queen of the south? The one that it says, "For she came from the uttermost parts of the earth." She came from way across the world to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Y'all remember God made Solomon wise. So she came from way, the uttermost parts of the earth, way across there somewhere, to hear the wisdom of Solomon. "And behold, a greater than Solomon is here." Now, God gave Solomon all that wisdom, right? But Jesus is greater than Solomon. Uh-huh. Yeah, people respect men too much. They respect titles and what they call rank and positions too much. And respect Jesus too little. But God ain't going to keep putting up with your disrespect. I'm going to let you know that. All right, verse 32 says, "The men of Nineveh," back there with Jonah, "the men of Nineveh shall rise up in the judgment with this generation." Yeah, it's going to be one judgment, everybody rising up at the same time, from this generation, from the generations past, and from the generations in the future. We all got to come through to the judgment. So they're going to rise up with this generation from way back there. In Jonah days, they're going to rise up in the judgment with this generation right here and shall condemn it. Going to condemn it. "For they repented." They repented at the preaching of Jonas. "And behold, a greater than Jonas is here," or a greater than Jonah. They heard what Jonah said, and they repented. Now, are y'all hearing what the Spirit's saying right now in repenting? No, so that's why they're going to condemn you. Mm-hmm. Condemn. Destroy. I'm talking about condemnation. No good.
Yeah. So next scripture we gonna go to. I had my favorite scripture up here, but I'm gonna go somewhere else with it. Go to over one chapter to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12. Go to verse number 29 again. that's tight. It's in Luke 11:29. I go to Luke 12:29. It says, "And seek not what you shall eat. Don't be going after what you shall eat. Don't be worrying about what you're going to eat or what you shall drink. Neither be you of a doubtful mind." Don't you ever doubt God. Hallelujah. Help us, Father, not to doubt you. Help us put all doubt out. Put more trust in us. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. So don't be of a doubtful mind is what Jesus is saying. Don't be going after what you're going to. Don't let your stomach drive you, what you're going to eat and what you're going to drink. Don't let that be your focus. Don't let that drive you. Neither be of a doubtful mind, but believe. Verse 30 says, "For all these things do the nations of the world seek after." The nation of the world being driven by their stomach. Yeah, and their desires. What they're going to eat, what they're going to drink. Yeah. "All these do the nations of the world seek after." And it says, "And your Father," tell you got the advantage, your Father. You don't just know God as God, but you took it to another level. You made him your God, and now you get to know God and as Father. Hallelujah. Your Father knows that you have need of these things. Everybody, well, the world don't know God as Father. They just know God as God. Mm-hmm. They don't even know him as God, really. They hear about him. You see what I'm saying? Because if they knew him as God, he'll be their Father. So they don't even know him. That's why you got people walking around like atheists talking about ain't no God. Then you got other folk walking around with all these other religions, leading them away from Jesus. Jesus is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. The Bible is the only book from God. The rest of them books from demons and from man. Now I say it again. The Bible is the only book on this earth, in this world, that's from God. That's God's word. All them other books come from demons and man. Especially when they come over here to try to explain to you about God. Man, please, you better get this Bible. Science don't know nothing. They don't know nothing. And when they can't figure it out, what they say? Yeah, well, let's educate it. Oh, hypothesis. Educated guess. Forget educated. It's still a guess. Okay, how much educating you doing? It's still a guess. And if you're doing it without God, you're wrong anyway. So your Father knows that you need of these things. God knows everything you need. Remember, you know him as God, and you made him your God. Now you get to know him as Father. And the only way you get to know God, the Almighty, the beginning and the end, as Father, you got to come through his Son, Jesus, the way, the truth, the life, the way to God, the way of God, mm-hmm, the life of God, and the truth of God. Verse 31 tells you to do something. Tells me to do something. It says, "But rather seek you," or "you seek," you chase after the kingdom of God. "And all these things shall be added unto you." When you start doing things God's way, going after the kingdom of God, man, seeing what that kingdom about and seeing what your part is. You seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, even your clothes, all that, all these things shall be added unto you. Put God first and keep him first. You know what I'm talking about? The next verse says, verse 32 says, "Fear not, little flock." Yeah, take away your fear again. Get rid of fear. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's." You don't just know God as God. He's your God, and he's your Father because you accepted his Son. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure." It brings him good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Why you think God loves cheerful givers? Uh-oh. Because he's a cheerful giver. That's why. You can't outgive him. He gave the best gift, which is his own life. Yeah. The life of his only begotten Son, his own life. Yeah. You can't give better than that. But what you can do is give your life to God. Because it's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Not just to give you $1 million, remember? You're going to inherit the earth. Mm-hmm. They going after signs and wonders. You keep going after Jesus. Let's go to the next scripture, Psalms chapter 24. Psalms chapter number 24. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ, and we at it now.
y'all up in the topic. Today's topic is an evil generation seeks signs. But guess what? Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. So if you're rejecting Jesus, you ain't going to see nothing but trouble and false hope and false life, because Jesus is the life. Yeah, y'all forgot the devil can give gifts too. You better make sure you're getting your gifts from God. And it's a very big difference between Jesus and Satan. So you ain't going to be confused. Well, who giving me the gift?
Mm-hmm.
See, the blessings of the Lord make you rich, and they don't add no sorrow to it. He can wipe all the tears from your eyes, remember? He'll do it now. He already give us perfect peace, right? Told us what to meditate on and everything, right? So we got to do it. Psalms chapter 24, verse 1 says, the earth is the Lord's. What? What? You mean the earth ain't Biden's? The earth is not Fauci's? The earth ain't to these, it don't belong to these rich folk, these billionaires? Oh, okay. These godless billionaires? Yeah. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. That means everything in this mud belong to him. The earth is his, and everything in it. That's including everybody. So guess what? You don't ever own anything. Only thing we own is our decisions, really. And he the one put life and death in front of us and told us to choose life on that. So you don't own nothing. That's why you can keep being reminded that your life is vanity. Your own life. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Everybody that dwell in this mud. Everything that's on this mud belong to God, including Satan. He belongs to God. Them demons belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
These wicked folks, they belong to God. That's why he going to crush them if they don't get right. If they don't repent. Verse 2 says, for he has founded it upon the seas. What? Hold on. Wait. What? He founded the earth upon the seas. We got to found something or establish something on dirt or rocks, cement and stuff like that, right? Look at God. How much greater he is than us. He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. He built on the water. He built on the water, man. Let the dry land appear, because the water was already here, right? That's why it's more water than dry land, okay? Not the earth is. It's the Lord's. For he has founded it upon the seas. He built this whole world on the seas and upon the floods he established it. Wow. Yeah. They be telling you, we're just a big ball in space. We're a big ball in space and we're spinning around. You ain't even no ball, cuz. Because when I read this Bible, and I asked my daughter yesterday, I already know it, but I just asked her. You see what I'm saying? Because that's the younger generation. You see what I'm saying? So I asked her yesterday. I said, "Do the circles have corners? Because this Bible says the four corners of the earth." Yes, sir. Get them, Jesus. This Bible says it talks about the four corners of the earth. Four corners. What circle got corners on it? Okay, what spear? What spear got circles? I mean, got not circles. What spear got corners? Now, I know, what is it? A square got corners. Got four corners on it. Let me see. Rectangle got four corners. That's flat. That's square. A triangle don't have four corners. Got three. See what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You teaching good, Father. All right, so he has founded this earth upon the seas. He built this earth on the floods and on the seas. Wow. It's more water than dry land. Verse 3 says, matter of fact, the water was here before the dry land. The water was here even before God said, let there be light. All right? Psalms chapter 24. Verse 3 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who going to go up there into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? There's questions. Two questions. In verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He going to answer. Verse 4. Psalm chapter 24, verse 4. He that has clean hands, or she. Yeah, whoever got clean hands and a pure heart. You ain't got no hidden motives, do you? Mm-hmm. And the clean hands mean you ain't got no murder, no blood on them, do you? Mm-hmm. He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, didn't lift up his real soul unto vanity, which is this fake world, nor sworn deceitfully. He ain't lying or nothing. Well, she ain't lying or nothing. Verse 5 says, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. Who? The one that has clean hands, the one that has a pure heart, the one that can go into the hill of the Lord, the one that can stand in his holy place. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord. It's verse 5. And righteousness from the God of his salvation. So he's going to receive blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah. And righteousness. That's doing the right things, making the right choices with God. Mm-hmm. So he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. And that's where you want the blessing to come from. You don't even want to bless yourself, and you sure don't want other folks to bless you, because when people be, you got to be careful, when people be trying to bless you and stuff like that, they be trying to take the credit for what God be taking you. That's why when you read the Bible and you see Abraham and what, I think it was David too, several people, they were trying to give them free stuff. And Abraham and David were like, nah, man, I'm not going to give them nothing. David said, I'm not giving them nothing. God, I'm not giving nothing to God that don't cost me anything. Abraham didn't even, I'm talking about, he didn't receive when Buddy tried to give him some stuff. Mm-mm, I'll pay for it, is what their attitude was. So you got to watch when folks be giving you stuff, because they don't have a pure heart. They be having hidden motives. I'm going to give them this. Now they're going to be indebted to me, or they're going to owe me. But I ain't even ask you for that, huh? So he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6 says, this is the generation of them that seek him. Hallelujah. Yeah, meditate on this verse right here, because it got Selah right there. So we're going to read this about three times. Psalm chapter 24, verse 6. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob. Selah. Yeah, being just like Jacob, seeking God. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek your face, O Jacob. Selah. One more time. This generation right here, yeah, this is the generation of them that seek God and that seek his face. Mm-hmm. Just like Jacob did. You know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. Yeah. Jacob went from Jacob, the hustler, to Israel. The believer in God and the obedient one to God. So God would change your whole identification. He'll even change your name. You know what I'm talking about? Born again of God. All right? Romans chapter 1. Let's go. Romans chapter 1. I think we halfway finished, which is cool. So we're going to read Romans chapter 1, a few verses. We're going to take a praise break and come back and finish it up. All right? Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 16. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Go to Romans chapter number 1. First chapter in Romans is right after Acts, the book of Acts. Romans chapter number 1. Give you a few more seconds to get there. Romans chapter 1, 5, 4, 3. 2. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 says, verse 16, I'm sorry. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed. Are you ashamed? Or can you read this verse and be like, I ain't ashamed either? Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Here go the reason. For it is the power of God. What? The gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Salvation, that's your born again. That's the born again process when God rebirths you. Like I said, he'll change your name. He'll change your whole identification. And it won't be fake. Like you have to go get a fake ID and stuff, fake identification, fake social security number, all that. Mm-mm. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. That's how I'm become born again. To everyone that believes, To what? To everyone that believes. To everyone that believes. This will work for everyone who believes. To the Jew first, the Hebrew first, right? And also to the Greek as well. The Jews and the Greeks, the blacks and the whites, the Hispanics and the Asians, and everybody else, yeah. Everyone that believes, you will experience the power of God until salvation when you accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 17 says, for in there, or therein, in what? The gospel of Christ is the righteousness of God. So that's the power of God unto salvation that's found in the gospel of Christ. And in there also is the righteousness of God. That's why this is not religion. This is the righteousness of God. In there is the righteousness of God revealed. He ain't hiding, holding the back secret of nothing. Right? It says, for in there, in the gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God, not religion, not the righteousness of man, not your rituals, not your works, but the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. You got to keep your faith in God, and you got to let him grow that thing, too. Oh, yeah, he going to test you. Yeah, I'll talk about he's testing you with some fire, too. You be like, man, just don't test. Sometimes you be like, hey, man, just, okay, I'm don't bother me. But it's needful, though. It's needful. Yeah, the lessons that God is teaching us, we need to go through these hardships to learn them. You're going to come out as pure gold. That's your faith. You're going to come out. The devil won't even be able to scratch your faith, not even a cut, because you're going to have all the doubt out. So, for in there, in the gospel of Christ, is the righteousness of God. That's why you can't put religion and God in a religion. Because this is the righteousness of God. Also, the power of God unto salvation. For there, we in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He reveals his righteousness from faith to faith. That's why you keep growing in your faith. Keep going. As it is written, the just shall live by faith, not by sight. The just shall live by faith, not by fear. The just shall live by faith. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 18 says, for the wrath of God. Oh, boy. So that's the power of God unto salvation. That's the righteousness of God being revealed from faith to faith. That's in the gospel of Christ. Verse 18, though, Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the wrath of God. Well, you don't want the righteousness of God? Well, the wrath of God is waiting for you then. It's tailor-made for you too. You see what I'm saying? You can get the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, that's tailor-made for you. Or you can get the wrath of God, that's tailor-made for you too. But it really was tailor-made for the devil and them demons. You see what I'm saying? Them angels that fell and that listened to Lucifer. That's who the wrath of God for. But if you're rejecting Jesus, you're going to get that just like them. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven. The wrath of God is not revealed from the Oval Office. It ain't revealed from Washington, D.C. It ain't revealed from America. It ain't revealed from these scientists with they bull crap. It ain't revealed from this medicine that don't work. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. That's what brought coronavirus here. The wrath of God being revealed from heaven, letting humans know, look, it is a real God. Right? And they still battling with this and trying to overcome coronavirus, but you can't. God got this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness. Yeah, ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, of humans. Yeah, the wrath of God comes because of the ungodliness, people being ungodly, that means they not being like God, right, and rejecting Jesus, and unrighteousness of men. Because if you're not doing the right thing with God, it's unrighteous. So that's what brings his wrath from heaven. His wrath is revealed. Also, his righteousness is revealed in the gospel of Christ, which one you want. You know what I'm talking about? I know what your mouth would say, but what your life saying to God. So, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. They holding back the truth in their unrighteousness. They're wrong. God created every last one of us. Every last one of us got to give an account to God. This Bible works for every last one of us. And God knows all I got to do is create y'all and put my word in a book. It's already in your heart, and you'll be able to be successful my way. But look at humans messing up stuff. See, the Bible says God made us upright, but we the ones start out many different ways and many different schemes and many different systems and all that other stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Father, you're preaching up in here. Hallelujah. Get your glory. We're in Romans chapter 1. Verse 19 says, because that which me be... Okay, they're holding the truth back. Verse 19 says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. The things that can be known of God, everybody got a ministry. Because your life is your ministry. Everybody got a life, don't they? They're still living. Your life is your ministry. So they holding the truth back. They don't want to minister with their life. They don't want to be a witness to God, right? Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. That means he brought it forth. Manifest, that means he brought it forth in the physical from heaven. Just like we were talking about, we just read about him revealing his righteousness and his wrath, right? So, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. He already made it manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. So they ain't got no excuse, cuz. We created by him. He know what to do. He know what our reaction should be. Yeah. We don't want to be coming up with these excuses. I'm just a human. I'm blah, blah, blah. God said you're more than a conqueror through Christ. There's no condemnation to you if you are in Christ. See, Christ is the key. You can't use these scriptures if you're rejecting Jesus now. Because he is the word of God. Verse 20 says, for the invisible things of him. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world. The invisible. He's letting you know right here. God is invisible. Can't see him with your physical eyes, but your faith, you'll see him. Your pure heart, you'll see him. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You can see the invisible things of him from the creation of the world. They're clearly seen. How can you see them? Being understood, you got to understand. The invisible attributes, the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Look at the Bible. The Bible let you know, you without excuse, you without excuse, you without excuse, they without excuse. We all without excuse, because God already put everything in us that we need to glorify him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus the Christ. All right. It says, verse 21 says, because that when they knew God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you knew God when you was a baby, ain't it? Because the angels see children, they see children's faces as the face of God. So, you knew God at one time, that's why we had to be reborn, right? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. They didn't glorify him as God. They knew him, but they didn't glorify him as God. Because like I said, if they knew him, they would glorify him. All right, so they know it's a God, but they're not glorifying him. That's a problem. It's his earth. He created us to give him glory, and they're not giving him glory. What? Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. They didn't thank him. They didn't study God, but became vain, became useless. In their imaginations, they became useless. And their foolish hearts was darkened. One of the way they vain in their imagination, boy, they keep releasing these movies that were cartoons in our childhood. They're releasing movies that were cartoons in our childhood, like Transformers and G.I. Joe, just to name two. Just saying, man, we all gonna put Heathcliff. Go ahead and make Heathcliff. Heathcliff, Heathcliff, no one should. Terrorizer never would. Yes, sir. That was my joint, the Heathcliff, the orange cat, not Garfield with his fat, lazy, lasagna eating self, but Heathcliff, the one that beat up dogs and stuff. Yeah, that cat. Like, Heathcliff, you mixed with Tiger or something, ain't you, cat? You got dogs running up the street. Anyway, they useless. They vain in their imaginations. Their foolish hearts are darkened. But we got the light. Jesus is the sign to this generation.
Jesus is the sign to this generation. Jesus is greater than coronavirus. Yeah, one greater than Biden, one greater than Fauci, one greater than all the science in the world, one greater than all the doctors and medical field in the world is here. Jesus is greater. He's the Lord. All right? I know we all say we're going to take a break, but hold on. Let's get one more scripture in here first, and then we're going to go. Luke chapter 18. Go back to Luke. Chapter 18, get verse 7 and verse 8, then I push the play on the song. But okay? All right. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic. What is today's topic? An evil generation seeks signs. Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. So you're seeking signs, you need to seek God instead. All right? Go to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, verse 7 and verse 8 says, and shall not God avenge his own elect? Mm-hmm. Shall not God fight for his own elect? The ones he elected. We're not to be confused with Satan's elite. We are God's elect. Scratch the record on that one, bro. Yeah, we are not Satan's elite. We are God's elect. See, Satan is a copycat. God is the original. He's the one with the blueprint. We are God's elect. And that's what we're talking about right now. Satan the copycat, so he makes his own little elite. They call themselves VIP and goats and all that stuff like that, yeah. Call themselves G-O-A-T, goat, greatest of all time. That what they call themselves? But God is the greatest of all time. Because how are you going to be greater than all the greatest of all time? You can't control time. You control by time, humans. So you ain't the greatest of nothing. The greatest of this dirt, that's what you is. Greatest of this dust. Luke chapter 18, verse 7 says, and shall not God avenge his own elect? God fight. That's why when Hip Hop Meets the Christ is still on this broadcast, it's still bold because God doing his thing. Yeah, no devil or humans can stop God. Yeah, bullets don't work on God or his angels. You see what I'm saying? Prison don't work on God. It don't stop God or his angels. He already done shook the prison. We read about that in Acts. He shook the whole prison, opened up all the cells for every prisoner, knocked all their shackles off. Don't play. God already did that. He's the greatest. And shall not God himself avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. So continue to cry out to him day and night. He's bearing long with you, right? That's long suffering is a fruit of the Spirit. And we learned last week to get some long patience to go with that long suffering. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Ah, yeah, you need some long patience. That was James chapter 5 and verse 7 and verse 8. That's where the long patience is found, because it talks about the farmers and how they wait for a long time for the earth to produce. They wait for the early and the latter. They want to get the whole thing. So if they can wait like that, then we can learn from them and wait on God, because they waiting for the earth to produce something, and we waiting on God to produce something. And what God produces is greater than what this earth produces, because God the one that produced this earth. Hallelujah. So he going to avenge you. He going to get them back. If he got your back, and he going to avenge you, that means he going to fight for you. Mm-hmm. Avenge. I know Avengers, them superheroes, right? God, the one, though, greater than all them. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? We got to go through some stuff, because it be some hard lessons that we got to learn, and we had to go through some trials. I'm talking about I went through some trials. I'm talking about I'm like, man, God, okay, golly, just leave me alone. I ain't say it, but I was thinking, man, it kind of came in my head, but he already heard me. It get to the point, be like, man, golly, man, just, oh, man. Because of the fire that's on our faith that purifies it, and it makes us uncomfortable in this world. But we got to have that perfect peace, right? That's why I didn't say it, because he gave me perfect peace if I keep my mind on him. I give you peace that passes all understanding, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we get through this thing. Verse 8 says, this is Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Yeah, make it personal. Say, God will avenge me. And he going to do it quickly. Now, see,
It said, make no tarrying earlier when we read the scriptures earlier in the issues of life. Make no tarrying. And here it go again. Here go the confirmation. Again, in verse 8 says, he will avenge them speedily. You ain't going to have to wait too much more longer because he's going to do it quick. And it's going to make up for all that waiting. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, check this out. Hey, guys, check this out. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? These are words that's in red. These are words that's from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. He said, however, now God going to fight for you. He's going to do it speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? Look at the folks that had faith on the earth before 2020. And I'm talking about all religions, right, including Christianity too. All the mugs had faith, right, until 2020, because 2020, when coronavirus came, they listened to the government. They ran. No churches. Some churches was open. No mosques was open, okay? All them Catholics and all that stuff. I didn't see the Pope. Yeah, I didn't see him until, you know, coronavirus, 2021. He want to surface up then like, dog, where you at, cuz? Yeah, that's how you know these folks fake, man. You see what I'm saying? You don't follow a man. You follow Jesus. That's God. When the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? The folks closed their churches. At first, they were saying God is greater than everything. As soon as coronavirus hit, they closed their churches. They started listening to the government, who is not led by God. And then when they open their churches back up, now you got to have a vaccine, proof of vaccine, right, before you go into church, or you got to have put a mask on in church. Get the in church, cuz. And then not only that, some of these churches can't even open back up. They open up their parking lots and turn their parking lots into places where you could come get vaccines or vaccinations at. Your church parking lot crowded now, not for them to get Jesus, but for them to get Moderna and Pfizer. And JJ, that's the wrong JJ, my bad. Johnson and Johnson. Yes, sir. This one, hip hop meets the Christ, because when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? When Jesus do come, are you still going to be believing him? Yeah. That means when he come, and every eye going to see him. That also means when he comes in your life to bless you personally. Are you still going to be believing him? Are you still going to have faith in Jesus when he comes? Well, hip hop meets Christ. Let's go to this break, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. Today's topic, an evil generation seeks signs. Yeah, put a D in front of evil. A devil generation seeks signs instead of seeking God. Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. You want a sign? Yeah, you better seek the sign, which is Jesus the Christ. When hip hop meets the Christ, we'll be right back. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am.
We at war, but a lot of times we overlook that. For the cares of this world, we have an enemy, and he's been around since the beginning. We have a Christ who came to give life, a life more abundant. Listen, you can be your God, Satan told Eve. In the garden, so Adam and her eat of the tree, knowledge of good and evil. Kicked out of heaven on earth to deceive people. He made them angels fall, made people do the same. Then he'll destroy us all, that is his only aim. He wanted God's throne, he wanted his own church. He made them false religions and idol gods to serve. Islam, Buddhism, and the Hindu. Reading doctrines of devils all on their chin do. Twisting up the truth, Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons. Catholicism as well, there's plenty more of them. He wants the people serve itself, atheists deceived. They serve their stuff, they serving him, but they don't believe. Agnostic, New Age, or Scientologist. Who you gon' listen to, Jesus or biologist? Angels and demons. Angels and demons, you may not believe it. Angels and demons, angels and demons.
threats. Brothers and sisters, he got them pledging blindfolded at the altar. Swearing to some idols, a demon should I call them? Hell Alpha, praise Kappa, praise Delta and Omega, he's a liar. Then you can serve them idols as the savior. He seek to devour, and he tempt us with power. Tell us we can reach the heavens, and we just build a tower. They trying to get degrees all the way to 33, but if they want those degrees, gotta do satanic things. He deceives fools to go ahead and get they rank up, trick them to sell they soul, just so they can get they bank up. But just like him in the end, they gon' be bankrupt. Lake of fire, his destiny cannot change up. Be careful when you pledging your allegiance. Repent, because it's angels and demons. Angels and demons, be sober and diligent. Angels and demons, cause your hamster the devil. Angels and demons, the war lion. Walking around demons, the moon we can't devour. Angels and demons, not against flesh and blood. Angels risen demons, power against the rules of darkness in this world. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Angels and demons, men prefer darkness. We need the light of Christ. He hate the light. Them demons tremble at that name writing. Jesus cast the devils. That power work in me. And angels watching over war with my enemies. He know that we escaped. He want us back, space it. He know I'm saved. Yeah, I know you want me back, Satan. He want them Christians to fall. Deep in sin sinking. The church is looking like the world. Words to distinction. We getting tatted like I'm listening to the same songs. We act like I'm doing what they do. Correct me if I'm wrong. He want us tolerating sin. He want us blending in. He want us on them TV screens, not mentioning sin. And not being specific, homie, just being vague. Yes, we back in Egypt. Jesus sent some plagues. And I ain't turning back. Now I'm tired of eating vomit. He want us back in sin, acting like we weak or something. My God's strong, no. Jesus breaking strongholds. And you know it, boy, you tried to take the wrong throne. Prophecy fulfilling, the Antichrist is coming. They setting up their order, I hope that you discern it. One government, but it's on Jesus' shoulders. He gonna try to win, but Jesus got some soldiers. Angels, Jesus victorious. But it's angels and demons all in this wilderness.
Yeah, be careful when you're pledging your allegiance out here. Repent. It's angels and demons. Repent. Yeah, the devil here, but Jesus here too. And greater is he that's in us, Jesus. The Jesus that's in us than the one that's in the world. Yeah, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Greater is the Jesus that's in you than the devil that's in the world. You know what I'm talking about? The Jesus that's influencing you is greater than the devil that's influencing them. You know what I'm talking about? All right, we ready? Isaiah chapter 9. Let's go. So we can finish this up. Isaiah chapter 9. We got 15 minutes left. Can he beat the clock? Can he beat the clock? I think I can beat the clock. Isaiah 9. Let's go. Let me see if I can beat it, though. Let's see if I can beat this clock. 15 minutes. But we still ain't rushing. God is the author of the time. He the one created it. You know what I'm talking about? And we'll go over if we need to. We spend our time doing all this other stuff. You heard about overtime? All right. This one better. You know, overtime, they give you double pay. Oh, what you think you're going to get when you overtime with God? See? Mm-hmm. If man can pay you like that and double your pay a time and a half, what you think God will do if you go overtime for him? All right, so let's go. Isaiah chapter number 9. My favorite two verses from over here. Verse 6 and verse 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given." That's to us. Unto us, not unto God either. It says, "Unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given." By God now. And the government, not the one that Biden president of, no. Not the one that Trump trying to get back up in there. not that government. But the true government, the real one, the everlasting one, the government shall be upon Jesus' shoulders, his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful,
Counselor. These are his names. His name, or his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, that same child, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, that same child. Yeah, that's how you know God is Jesus. The Everlasting Father, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. Y'all, that. Verse 7 says, of the increase. Not the decrease. This government that Biden them running is decreasing. They mother going to pull folks out of Afghanistan and all over there and about to send them to Russia, ain't it? Ukraine! Like, man, you don't get your... Like, we ain't got issues over here that need to be taken care of. Anyway, verse 7 says, of the increase of his government, Isaiah 9 and 7, of the increase of his government and peace. His government, him running things, and peace, he got to give you some peace so you won't be stressed. If he give you peace, you're going to be praising him. There shall be no end of his government and peace upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. Not order it, but order it. He going to order this one. We ain't worrying about the new world order. Yeah, I said it. New world order. The one world order. We ain't worrying about that. All right? We on this. He going to order this one and establish it with judgment and with justice. Ain't going to be having to talk about with liberty and justice for all. And you grow up and you see ain't no liberty and justice for all. But God, he going to order this one. He going to establish this one with judgment and with justice from henceforth. That means from now on, even forever. Yeah, he rebirthing and doing things now. From henceforth, even forever. He's ordering you. He's establishing you with judgment and with justice, not with confusion and not with doubting, but with judgment. You got the mind of Christ. A sound mind is what he gave us. Make your mind up. With judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. Then it comes back, and the last sentence says, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Not you going to do it, not I'm going to do it, but the zeal of the Lord going to do it. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy. I don't know if I'm going to beat the clock, y'all. We still going, though. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy, chapter 3, starting at verse 1. This is what we look for. This is what's going on right now. Y'all ready? 2 Timothy, not the one Timothy, all right? 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 1. This, know this also. That in the last days, perilous times, unsafe times, uncertain times, unprecedented, that's what they call it, right? Okay, them two. But dangerous times, perilous times shall come in the last days, right now. Check this out. For men, humans, shall be lovers of their own selves. Take a selfie with me. What? Half a selfie? And I mean, anyway, take a selfie. Y'all remember the selfie sticks? They didn't last too long, did it? Like, how selfish you got to be? Your arm ain't long enough. You got to put an extension on it. Okay, anyway, it's easy to be selfish right now. All the accounts that you got, from TikTok to Facebook, Twitter, in between, Instagram, all that, it's about you, right? You know, what you doing in your life and your family, huh? For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Yeah, the devil made it easy for you to be selfish, and you didn't even know that you were being selfish because your accounts, your little TikTok and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, all about you and your family. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous. Covetous means greedy, right? Boasters, proud, blasphemers. Blasphemes, that means deceivers, disbelievers. And they spreading their propaganda all over these social medias too. They blaspheming. Disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Verse 3, without natural affection. They ain't got no love. Without natural affection. Truth breakers. Tell you one thing and do something else, right? Break the word, right? False accusers. Incontinuing or no self-control, that's what it is. They fierce. They're despisers of those that are good. They despise those that are good. Verse 4 says, traitors. They're traitors. They're heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Look at them. Chasing money, right? Calling money the almighty dollar, right? Lovers of pleasures. A bigger house, more cars, and more this, more that. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Verse 5, having a form of godliness. All them religions got a form of godliness. All them people that ran, even them pastors that closed them churches, listen to the government, that's a form of godliness, but denying the power of God. Having a form of godliness, that's religion. But denying the power, that's religion. Therefore, it says, thereof, from such turn away. Those that's denying the power of God, turn away from them. Don't go to that church no more. That's a fake pastor. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. They creeping in there. Creep? Yeah, them preachers creeping. Uh-huh. Verse 7 says, ever learning, always learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They always going to be learning, and they ain't going to never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth, because Jesus is the truth, and that's who they rejected. Verse 8 says, now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. They resisting the truth. We are to submit to God and resist the devil. These mugs up here resisting the truth. They are men of corrupt minds. They are reprobate concerning the faith. Reprobate means they're good for nothing when it comes down to having faith in the Lord. But they shall proceed no further. Mm-hmm. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. All them fake churches, their foolishness done been revealed. Now, the preachers, everybody, they can repent, and then God can still use them, but these mothers ain't even repenting. So let them go ahead and stay out of the audience, and then God going to deal with them too. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. 1, 2, 3. We got 5 more places, and we got 6 minutes. Can we do it? I don't think so. But let's go. We almost done, shawty. And Tallie. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate y'all listening. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Genesis chapter number 1. And we are going to verse 27. We're going to read verse 27 and verse 31. This is a reminder of who the man is, who the God is. You know what I'm talking about? He the man and he the God. That's Jesus. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 says, so God created man in his own image. God created man. He created humans in his own image. In the image of God created he, him, male and female, nothing in between. Yeah, crush all them transgenders. You better repent. Crush them. They having problems right now because the man used to be on the Olympic team for 3 years, and then he become a transgender person. Now he over here racing with the women. And beating records, breaking records. But you were just racing with the men in the Olympics, bruh. Because you ain't no sister. So now they having a problem trying to put these transgender folks in the female bathroom. Because I don't see the transgender. The transgender stuff is popular with the males. Because the bull dykes ain't trying to go get no operation. Yeah, I called them that. Lesbian sound too pretty. The bull diggers ain't trying to go get no operation. I'm a man, give me a penis. Nope, they ain't trying to do that. But the men cut my penis off and give me a vagina. Like, bro, y'all stupid as easy. Yeah, I said it. And I got the authority from the God in heaven to say this, man. Because that's an abomination. You know what I'm talking about? So God made male and female. God created man in his own image. And you a man trying to do this, either. God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So it was you and God first, man. Then he created the female out of the man, right? Go to verse 31, Genesis chapter 1. It says, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. So how somebody going to say God made a mistake and, oh, I'm really a woman, oh, I'm really a man? Like, bro, get on out of here. Because when God finished, it says, and God saw everything that he had made, and he made everything. And he saw that everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. This is Genesis chapter 1. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So you used to be very good when God made you. What done happened to you? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's go. Still trying to beat this clock. 4 minutes. Uh-oh. Can we do it? I don't know. I don't think so. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Let's get it. We're getting all these scriptures, whether it's time or not. We ain't spending time. And God is the one that operates time. He'll stop time. He'll make up for the time, whatever. So give God all of your time. 1 Timothy, if I can find it. We just over the one. 1 Timothy, we going to chapter number 4. And then we're going to go over to chapter 3, too. So 1 Timothy. This time, look for the Timothy with the 1 in front of it. Go to chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 10. It says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer. We work and we suffer reproach." Reproach means we suffer criticism. We suffer from folks finding fault with. They want to blame and dishonor. So, therefore we both labor and suffer criticism. Fault finding, yeah. Because we trust in the living God, though. They won't trust in the living God, but they want to look at you. Don't you supposed to be? Hey, you supposed to be too, cuz. I mean, hey, no, it's for all of us. The Bible is for all of us. Somebody say that. The Bible is for all of us. All of us got to give an account to God. "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God." That's why you're going through. Yeah, because you're trusting in God, who is the Savior of all men. There it is. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men. Not just the Hebrew, not just the Jew, not just the Greeks. All men. Especially of those that believe, though. Especially of those that believe. Go to chapter 3 and verse 16. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness." This is the mystery of godliness right here. God was manifest, brought forth in the flesh. To earth, right? God was manifest in the flesh. God was justified in the spirit. God was seen of angels. God was preached unto the Gentiles. God was believed on in the world. And God was received up into glory. That's Jesus. Yeah, Jesus was manifest in the flesh. He was justified in the spirit. He was seen of the angels. Jesus was preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and he was received up unto glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Two more places we going. Philippians 4 and 4. Let me go there first. Philippians 4 and 4 is first, and then we're going to go over there to Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 20. Y'all know I already been putting that out there real good. We'll end it right there. So Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Philippians 4 and 4. You can meet me at Psalms chapter 9 if you want. That's how we can beat this clock. You know what I'm talking about? Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. You got 60 seconds, well, a little bit less than that, to call in if you want to continue to listen to this broadcast. 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. All right. All right, Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." I already got that earlier. And again, I say rejoice, but that's a good reminder. Philippians 4 and 4, circle that one. Write that one down. That'll help you out for these next few months or for the rest of this year one. Rejoice in the Lord always. It can help you for the rest of your life. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. It might be serious because they left the S off of always. Always. They left the S off. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, not in your bills being paid. Go to Philippians chapter 9. Yeah, rejoice in the Lord, not in having pockets and bank accounts full of money. Rejoice in the Lord. Yeah, knowing that he is with you, being in his presence. We almost beat the clock. We overtime a little bit right now. We about finished though. Psalms 9. Psalm chapter 9. Verse 17 and verse 20. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Your homie Oasis is in the building. And God just used me again. Yes, sir. Use me till you use me. Now, I ain't going to say use me up. But keep on using me
till you use me some more. Yeah, Psalms chapter 9, verse 17 and verse 18. I mean, verse 19. What did I say? 17 and 20, I'm sorry. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that forget God gonna be turned into hell. Verse 20. Put them in fear, O Lord. Yeah, don't comfort them in their wickedness. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Put them in fear, O Lord, that all these nations may know themselves to be but men. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis, and we get at you next time. Today's topic, an evil generation seeks signs. Jesus Christ is the sign to this generation. Get at you next time. Enjoy your weekend and your week.
New breath. We still breathing. I'm about it. Yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it. Yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it. What you know about it? I'm about it. What you know about it? Living on about it, walking on about it, talking on about it, being on about it. What you know about me? What you know about me? Praying on about it, praising on about it, worship all the cracks on bottom. What you know about me? What you know about me? Born in 88, royalty straight from the west. Known on the east, they tried me up. Yeah, I passed the test. Laid down the net when he called. Jesus Christ is real. Laid up my life on the cross. It's a daily kill. Tired of the actors, wannabes that practice the limits of this world. Cause the limits past the scratch. See, I move by the spirit, so I win by the spirit. Faith ain't just gon' get it. Put in work, something serious. The devil is defeated, so he trying to take the nation. Yeah, he trying to take the youth, and he trying to take the fam. So I'm praying that y'all listen and receive the great I am. And it's sun that died and rose just to give us all a chance. I'm about it. Yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it. Yeah, you know I'm about it. I'm about it. What you know about it?
This is a public service announcement.
What you know about it?
Okay, thirsty disciple, I'm about it. Keep the freedom is what you know about it. Shout out to the very still top who belongs. I'm a Christ representative, boy, please don't doubt it. Can't fuck, I hit the track and go gorilla. Better yet, I go Godzilla. I been going listen, no Kool-Aid with these ghetto hymns. I'm painting pistols like here for y'all, that's White House. I was on six, that's lifestyle. I'm a Christian rapper, so turned up. I'm with the gay pride members that it turned out. Yeah, I'm purpose-driven and focused. You should lift your glass and toast this. To the poor and not that new wine. Oh, wine, yeah, can't hold it. No, it's gold time when I'm on mine. Keep the grind, I'm front line. Calling church in the wild. No suit, no bow tie. 1-3, you know I'm. Better call me P. Miller. Shoot my cannon like I rode up in a tank. That's full contact, calling no filter. Filter stand out when I stand up. Finna mash out after I mash up. Everything evil is fight. Let my life shine bright. That's the reason it was made, boy. Give God my praise, boy. On the off the stage, boy. Cause I'm about it. Now tell me what you know about it, boy.
Hey, take a picture. It might last longer. I just been made stronger by the spirit. Cause I'm lifted and it's shifted. Now you gifted with his presence. Forget the time, he of the essence. I'm getting mine, I want my blessing. While you stress and pray about it, tongue wrestlers for the kisses. Get out of my hand of your business. I don't mind being a witness. Listen, prayers, call it fitness. You can keep the bet. To me, that stuff is nonsense. That's off my conscience. I'm giving homage, protected like the homeland. I'm about it like the star says. Think you only live once, well good luck. What if you wrong, man? Roll call, my bad, so call. We fall, but no excuse to get back up and dust yourself off. At what cost, and who paid? At the cross, yeah he paid. So if you saying you too deep in,
oh no,
I wanna tell you you're forgiven.
That right.
I'm about that Christ life, get right. The world's dark, but I'm light. I'm about it, yeah you know I'm about it. I'm about it, yeah you know I'm about it. I'm about it, what you know about it. I'm about it, what you know about it.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean?
main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.